Is a 401k really a good retirement plan? Dave Ramsey actually answers a caller's question about this. Let's tune in.
Patrick is in Ohio. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the Dave Ramsey Show.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you doing this afternoon?
Better than I deserve. What's up in your world?
I need to ask you a twofold question. I've worked at three companies, and they did have 401ks, but none of them had a match. And the people I've been in the one I've been in, I was in one for a little bit, and then I got out of it. I didn't think it was doing real well. And some other coworkers said the same thing, and they dropped theirs. And I was just wondering if it's always a good thing to be in a company 401k that maybe doesn't match, or you don't feel that the performance is good. And my second question is government's always in our business, but what happens if the government offered some type of retirement where we were able to put something in tax-free, tax-deferred, and we had a guaranteed 4%? I know that's not, a 6 to a 12% that maybe after a historical return of, over years, but it always pecked away at never lost, and it would give people confidence to put something in because they would see it maybe always growing versus that it's up one month and down the next.
Well, that doesn't exist unless you're talking about some kind of
Right.
insurance. I mean, today the government doesn't have that.
They
And
don't have
besides
that, but
that,
I
you
was just
really wouldn't,
wondering if
you
the
really
government,
don't,
whatever.
if you put in, you just pull up a calculator online and put in $100 a month at 10% or 12%, and then put in $100 a month at 4%. And you'll see real quickly why you don't want to do that. It's a bazillion dollars difference. I mean, it's not four times as much, it's 100 times as much. Because when you're
I'm
talking,
with you.
when you're talking about compound interest, it works on a curve. It does not work on a straight line. And so, in other words, 12% is not 3 times as much as 4%. It's more like 30 times as much. And so it blows your mind how much a few percentage points makes, so you would never take that low percentage.
Welcome back. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors. Say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor with over a decade of experience, I think this is a very important question. He has three 401ks that they are not matching, so you're not really getting the benefit of the match, but you are getting the benefit of tax deferred growth, and you get pre-tax contributions, which lowers your taxable income. So even though he's not getting the free money portion, which a lot of us we should be getting, he is still getting that pre-tax contribution, and he is still getting that tax deferred growth on those investments. So it's still a good investment. So just because everything doesn't line up, like the constellations, doesn't mean it's not a good investment. The second thing is that Dave says something very profound, but I don't think he really understood exactly what he was saying. Actually, it just stimulated a thought within me. He said compound growth is more of a curve and then a straight line. So 4 and 12 is not necessarily just 3 times more. It's like 30 times more that his estimations are, right? But what he's saying is that the money that grows from your growth continues to grow on top of that. So your growth has growth, which has growth, which has growth, which has growth, which has growth. That's what makes the distance so great, right? And for you to imagine this, I want you to understand why so many Americans are actually in debt is because of this concept of compound growth. Now, compound growth doesn't just happen on the positive side. I might come up with a new concept, compound debt. Hey, I like that. I think I might use that. When you're investing, you get compound growth. When you are spending on credit, you have compound debt. And what compound debt does is that when you buy a hamburger for a dollar, you don't pay just a dollar. Let's say that your credit card's at 20% interest rate. Over 1 year, you're going to pay $1.20. So the next year, another 20%, you wait another year to pay that off. You're paying a dollar, I don't know what, 44 cent or something like that for that hamburger. And that's ridiculous. So just to kind of do the math, if it was simple growth, the first year, you pay a dollar, then 1 year you hold your balance and that's $1.20. If it's simple interest, then the next year you'll have another 20, you'll pay $1.40 for that hamburger. But it's compound debt. So not only are you paying the $1.20 the first year, the second year, you're paying $1.44. Where does this 4 cent come from? The interest has interest. So that 20% interest is getting charged interest as well. So that's where the four pennies are coming from magically in this calculation. So that's how you get deeper and deeper in debt. I love this concept. I'm glad Dave Ramsey has it, because now I have something else I'm going to talk about on my show. We want compound growth and investment, not compound debt. So if you feel like you can't get under that wet blanket of debt, imagine being on the other side where you have more money than what you really even need that you can actually give. All right, let's keep going.
Here's the 401k goes. Here's the thing to remember. The 401k itself is not an investment. It is how the investment is treated under Section 401k or Section 401 subsection K of the IRS code, meaning that you're allowed to have money taken out of your check and put into an investment pre-tax, and then it grows tax-free if it's a Roth 401k, tax-deferred if it's a regular 401k. Now, what's been underperforming is not the actual 401k. It's more like the coat that is keeping the investment warm.
Amen. Amen. It's not the 401k that's underperforming. It's the investments within that 401k that are underperforming. Now, this is a little caveat. In your 401k, there's only so many things that you can invest in. That's why when you leave a job and you roll it over into an IRA, it opens you up to more investment options. For example, some 401ks don't hold certain investments or in certain investment companies. This is not a promotion for any one of these. I'm not getting paid to mention this as well, but like something like a Timothy plan, some of these Christian and faith-based investments are not held in a 401k. They have certain rules that they have to follow by the federal government. There are certain investment policies they have to follow. And some of these other investments that may have a Catholic center, or maybe, like I said, once again, like a Christian faith-based theme, are not held in these 401k. So when you open up your own IRA, you open yourself up to more exposure to more investments. So it's not necessarily the 401k that's underperforming. It's the investments inside of that 401k.
The investment inside the coat that sucked. If you had an underperforming 401k, what you really had was an underperforming investment in your 401k. Does that make sense?
Sort of. And what do you mean by that?
Pretend like there's a cookie jar, and that's the investment with the cookies. The cookies in the cookie jar are either good or bad. The jar doesn't determine that. The jar is just where you park the cookies. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You could have peanut butter cookies, you could have sugar cookies, you could have chocolate chip cookies, and they could be good cookies or they could suck. But the jar didn't cause any of that to happen. The jar is just where you have them. The 401k is the jar. The investment is the cookies.
You know, this is kind of an eye-opener for me as a financial planner. He explained it really well. Like when I heard it on the first listen, I go, that's great. Yeah, that's exactly how it works, right? But I have a working knowledge. And he's like, kind of not really, right? So that let me know that maybe I need to break down some of these concepts a little bit better, because he's had three 401k plans and he doesn't really understand how they work. That is very scary. You cannot maximize something you don't know how it works. I mean, I could put a toddler into a Ferrari, one of the fastest cars out there, but if they don't know how to drive, they can't operate it. What's the point of even having it? You're not going to be able to use it to its full potential. The same thing with the 401k. If you don't know how your 401k works, you don't know how to roll it over after you leave your job. You don't know what to invest in. You don't know how to rebalance. All those things are foreign to you. So what I always recommend is to reach out to your Power Five. If you don't have a Power Five or don't know what that is, that's going to be your financial advisor, somebody like me, a certified private wealth advisor professional. You're talking about an accountant, a certified private accountant, a CPA. You're talking about a lawyer. You're talking about a POA, which is your power of attorney that's going to handle your documents before death, and your executor who's going to handle your assets after your death. So you have before, POA, and you have after, which is your executor. They could be the same person if they want to be. But once again, you're going to talk to your financial advisor to help educate you on these programs and how to use them for your best benefit, because he's looking down on 401ks thinking it's the investments that's the problem. But 401ks is really, once again, for the tax deferred growth.
So we basically, at the three places I worked at, they didn't really have the right investment.
Or you didn't pick the right ones from the ones that they offered.
Right. There was four on each one of them.
No, there was four. There was four general portfolios on each one of them, and you picked the wrong portfolio, but you probably could have gone even inside of those four portfolios, meaning they had a low risk, a medium risk, and a high risk, or something like that. And that high risk would have had a group of mutual funds in it that would have sounded a lot like what we tell you to do, and you would have done a lot better had you been in that versus the one you were in.
All right, it looks like he's getting more into investment advice, and that's not what we want to do on this show. We really want to educate you and get you on the right path. We don't want to make subtle recommendations for what we do or what other people do. We really want to give you the nuts and bolts so you can build your own financial plan, working with your own financial advisor, so you can be rich and you can be righteous. Well, if you're like this guy and you just really don't know what to do, you can always download our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a 4-page investment guide. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. And I don't know if you loved it. If you liked this episode, make sure that you subscribe, make sure you like, and you can share. Man, I am truly blessed because just this recording of this episode, I came up with compound debt. That idea of compound debt and how to avoid compound debt and to save you some money and actually start investing to compound growth, that is going to be a game changer for any and everybody. So if you're listening to me right now, if we can get as many of your assets out of compound debt and into compound growth, you are going to be well off in the long run if you just stay consistent and you stick with your plan. If you need some help, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. You can also go into the description. The link is going to be there for you to schedule an appointment. Once again, you can download our ebook. It's going to be there for you. Once again, thank you for all my subscribers who listen to me on a daily basis. Most of the time, sometimes even weekly. I see you. I appreciate you. If you ever want to be featured on one of our podcasts, or maybe you have a question, make sure you go into the description. Also, you can send us an email at info@abrwealthmanagement.com. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.